I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom released their 2017 annual report last week on religious freedom violations in 37 countries. Bangladesh was listed for rising Muslim extremist activity and the local government's land-grabbing from religious minorities. Bangladeshi Christians are even intimidated away from witnessing.
If we don't share the gospel, we are okay. But while we share the gospel, we are threatened by the Muslims. And they are identifying the leaders who are actively doing the evangelism.
That's Peter speaking from Jubilee in Jakarta with Asian Access. Pray for God to strengthen the church in Bangladesh. And MNN's Ruth Kramer wraps up her week of travel with Asian Access in Indonesia and Japan. Here are some of her final reflections about Jubilee in Jakarta.
Dodd, it's kind of amazing to sit among a parade of nations gathered together in Jesus' name. There are delegates from all over Asia represented here at this 50th anniversary celebration of Asian Access, and they have an audacious vision. 100 teams planting 1,000 reproducing churches, which will launch 1,000 missionaries who will disciple 1 million new believers to reach 1 billion people in Asia in 20 countries by the year 2020. It sounds impossible, but the leadership training strategy has energized that vision in 12 countries across Asia already, and that effect is snowballing. President Joe Hanley dared all of us who've been part of this extraordinary experience in Jakarta to join him and dream big. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Jakarta.
Thanks, Ruth. And Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.